You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we focus on the Bible and invite you to test what is taught in light of what the Scriptures teach.
Welcome to Season 9, Episode 6 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about engaging in good deeds. Let's get started. Several times in the book of Titus, Paul mentioned good deeds and what Titus was to teach regarding these good deeds and what was to be done about them. So in this episode, we're going to look at five things that Paul told Titus that he was to teach about engaging in good deeds. Because the things that Paul told Titus that he was to teach are just as necessary today as they were then. The first one we see that we're going to look at is in Titus chapter 3 and verse 14. Paul says, "Our people must also learn to engage in good deeds, to meet pressing needs, so that they will not be unfruitful." Learning to engage in good deeds. This is the first step. We have to learn what constitutes a good deed. Now, if we're going to learn to engage in good deeds, we have to know what these good deeds are. And God has not left it to us to determine what we are going to say are good deeds. God has shown us in His Word what these good deeds are and what He has determined good deeds are defined as. In 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16, it says, "All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work." The Scriptures that God has revealed equip us for every good work. So if we are to engage in good deeds, and as Paul told Titus there in Titus 3:14, that our people must learn to engage in good deeds to meet pressing needs, if we are expected to practice what is good and to meet pressing needs, then we need to know what is good, what is necessary, what is required of us. And so when a work needs to be done, we need to learn to meet that need. As we have opportunity, we do good to all people, as Galatians 6 and verse 10 says, especially those of the household of faith. Meet these needs, do not be unfruitful, but instead, we are to bear fruit in every good work, as Paul talked about in Colossians 1 and verse 10. So the first thing we need to understand about engaging in good deeds, we have to learn to do this. Learn to engage in good deeds. And that begins with learning what these good deeds are. And to do that, we go to the Scriptures to define those. The second thing we want to look at is in Titus 3 and verse 8. Paul said, "This is a trustworthy statement, and concerning these things, I want you to speak confidently, so that those who have believed God will be careful to engage in good deeds. These things are good and profitable for men." It is possible to want to do good, to know that God's word shows us what is good, and still do something that is wrong. Now, a lot of people will think, well, as long as someone's sincere, as long as they mean well, as long as they want to do something that's good, then God's going to accept it. No, Paul said here in Titus 3 and verse 8 that we are to be careful to engage in good deeds. That word means to exercise thought, that we are to do things in the name of the Lord, as Colossians 3 and verse 17 says. And we have to be careful that we are doing that, not just have the intention that, well, we're going to do this for the Lord, that we are going to do these things that we believe are good deeds. We need to be careful that what we are doing are those good deeds. So we have to want to do what is right. We have to know to go to God's word to find out what is right. But then we have to be careful to engage in good deeds. Because if you remember over in the Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus talked about those who were not careful, about those who believed they were doing things that would be pleasing to God when in fact they were not. In Matthew 7 and verse 21, Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. And many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Here were ones who believed they were doing things for the Lord. But what they were actually doing was not what the Lord wanted them to do, were not those things that were authorized by Him. They were practicing lawlessness. They were practicing things for which they had no law. They had no authority. They were not the good deeds that were defined in the Scriptures. And so we have to know the need to do good. We have to know where to find out what is good, but then we have to be careful to engage in good deeds. Then the third thing, we go back to Titus chapter 3 and verse 1. Titus 3:1 says, "Remind them to be subject to rulers, to authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good deed." Paul talked about the need to be ready for every good deed. This carries with it the idea of preparations being made for something to happen. Jesus told a parable in Matthew 22 about the kingdom of heaven as being likened to a wedding feast in which all the preparations were made and people were invited to come. Preparations were made for that to happen. And the same thing happens with us. There are things that we are required to do, that we are responsible for doing, that take preparation. So it's more than just knowing what is good. Preparations often need to be made in order to do what is good. We talked about, or we mentioned Galatians 6:10 earlier. We cited that verse where Paul said that we have to, as we have opportunity, do good to all people. We need to prepare ourselves so that we can take advantage of opportunities to do good. When opportunities present themselves to help others, there are those who are in need, that we come in contact with them, preparations have to be made ahead of time for that. We have to work in order to be able to help those who are in need. Ephesians 4:28 talks about working so that we are able to have something to share with the one who has need. Preparations have to be made in order to be able to meet those needs. We think about the good that we might do in teaching others and leading others to the truth. Well, we have to study the Scriptures, as 2 Timothy 2:15 says, so that we are able to teach others and able to explain the truth to them. We think about the good that we might do in assembling with the church and gathering together to worship, to study, to encourage one another, as Hebrews 10:25 talks about. Well, we have to make preparations for that. We have to arrange our schedule so that we are able to meet on the first day of the week and at other times when brethren assemble in order to meet with them and have that time. When we think about all these different types of good works and good things that we might do, there are preparations that are involved that we have to be ready to engage in every good deed. So not just knowing what's good and not just trying to be careful to do what is right, but also at times this means making preparations so that we can do what is right. Then in Titus chapter 2, the fourth thing we're going to talk about that Paul told Titus about engaging in good deeds and is in Titus 2 and verse 14. Referring to Christ, it says, "He gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds." When Paul mentioned there in Titus 2:14 about the Lord, how he purchased for himself, he redeemed us from every lawless deed, and we are purified as his own people. Remember what Jesus said in Matthew 28 and verse 18, that all authority had been given to him. Because he has all authority, we have an obligation to obey him. However, he does not force us to obey him against our will. In Matthew 23:37, Jesus lamented over Jerusalem and talked about how he wished he could gather the people together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but they were unwilling. He wants us to make the choice to follow him. He has all authority, but we have to choose to follow him. He does not want us to serve him grudgingly. When Paul talked about giving that we are doing as we do on the first day of the week in 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 7, Paul said that we are not to give grudgingly because God loves a cheerful giver. We are to want to do this, want to do what is right. In Titus 2:14 here, Paul says that we are to be zealous for good deeds. We think about Jesus. Jesus is the one who redeemed us. Jesus is the one who purified for himself a people for his own possession. Jesus proved to be zealous to do the Father's will and to save us by dying on the cross. Over in John chapter 10, Jesus talked about this in John 10, verse 17. He says, "For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I might take it again. No one has taken it away from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my Father." Jesus chose. He made the choice. Now, it was the Father's will. This was the Father's plan. But he willingly went to the cross. He was willing to carry out the Father's will. He didn't do this grudgingly. He didn't do this against his will. He didn't do this because he was just forced to do it, but didn't really want to do it. He willingly went to the cross. This is the one. Jesus is the one who redeemed us from every lawless deed and purified for himself a people for his own possession. So our response must be that we are zealous for good deeds. Remember over in John chapter 15, where Jesus said there in verse 13, "The greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends." That's what Jesus did for us. And then verse 14, "You are my friends if you do what I command you." Our response to him and his sacrifice needs to be that we are zealous for good deeds, not reluctantly engaging in good deeds, or we are forced to do good deeds, but we want to do these good deeds, and we are zealous to engage in these good deeds. But then finally, back in Titus chapter 2, the final thing we want to look at is what Paul said in Titus 2 and verse 7. "In all things, show yourself to be an example of good deeds, with purity and doctrine dignified." Paul connected this idea of being an example of good deeds. Paul connected this with Titus's work in preaching. He began talking about this in the first verse of this chapter, in Titus chapter 2. "As for you, speak the things which are fitting for sound doctrine." And he talked about all the things that he was to teach. In order for others to listen to him, he was to be an example of good deeds. Just as Timothy was told in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12, "Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity, show yourself an example of those who believe." Titus was told, "You be an example. Be an example of good deeds." And he said, "In all things, show yourself an example in this way." We need to realize that we are going to have an influence on others, either for good or for bad, but we are going to have an influence on others. And we need to consistently show an example of good deeds. Peter talked about in 1 Peter 2:12 how some would try to slander us as evildoers. And so they're looking for something wrong, looking for something that we're doing that they can point to, that they can use to discredit what we're doing, to discredit our message. They're trying to slander you as evildoers. And Peter talked about the fact that they can see your good deeds as they observe them, and that would lead them to glorify God. They're looking for something. And so it's not enough just to do good most of the time. We are to do good at all times. And if we fail to do this, if we are not consistently doing what is right, then we run the risk of others just seeing us as hypocrites and then turning away from the gospel altogether. Now, we could be forgiven. God is always willing to forgive us if we sin, even if we're not as consistent as we need to be, as long as we are penitent and we turn around and make that change that we need to make. But when others see us, even if it was in the past and we have been forgiven, that hypocrisy that we displayed can turn them away from the gospel. Paul warned Timothy in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 2, after he mentioned that those would fall away from the faith in verse 1, he says in verse 2, "By means of the hypocrisy of liars, seared in their own conscience as with a branding iron." It's not just lying that leads people astray, but it's that hypocrisy that leads people astray, that turns them away from the truth. So that's why Paul told Titus, and he told Timothy, to be an example of good deeds. In all things, show yourself an example of good deeds. So we think about what Paul told Titus there, and by extension, what is there revealed for us about engaging in good deeds. We need to follow these instructions that Paul gave to Titus that he was to teach. They are for us, and they are for us to teach to others as well. We need to, number one, learn to engage in good deeds. Learn what is right, and we go to the scriptures to find out what that is. Then, once we know that, we are to be careful to engage in good deeds. Not just know that the scriptures are true, and not just know that we need to follow them, but be careful to follow them and to do what the Lord has said. And as we are careful to engage in good deeds, we need to make preparations. We need to ready ourselves to do good deeds as those opportunities to do them arises. We need to be zealous for good deeds, not reluctantly serving God, not doing so because we are just forced to serve Him, but be zealous for good deeds and be an example, a consistent influence for good to others, that they can see in us what is true and what is right. And so we look at what Paul told Titus about engaging in good deeds. Learn to do this, be careful to do this, be ready to do this, be zealous in this, and be an example to others. We today need to be doing these good deeds that the Lord has told us about in His Word.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.
Before we quit for this week, I wanted to let you know about a new series that's starting on the Plain Bible Teaching website this coming Monday, March 5th. Series entitled Great Days in History. This is going to be an overview of what the Bible teaches about the scheme of redemption. So stay tuned for that series to start on Monday. If you're not subscribed to the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter, you can go to the website and subscribe to that, plainbibleteaching.com/subscribe, and you can sign up for that, and that way you'll be sure to get those updates each week. That includes the new articles in that series. Next week, we'll be talking about retaining the standard. Until then, I hope you have a great week.